Hello, friends. This is Terry Jank, and this is my annual report 2017 at White Ridge Baptist Church, and I'm calling it A Year of Building. Anne Voskamp, in a book called The Broken Way, wrote this: "What matters in life is not what happens to you, but what you remember and how you remember it. I often begin the year wondering how I will end it and what I will be regretting or celebrating when it comes to a close. How will this season of our church's history be remembered? As we step into 2018, our attention is naturally upon the changing landscape of the McGilvery property, a vision that was set in motion over 10 years ago. It is exciting to be at this stage of building. But this transition is about so much more than a new house of worship. It is an opportunity to enter into a new season of ministry, to write a new chapter. God wants to use this transition to retool and fit us as instruments he will use to touch more people with his love through faith in his Son." In the book Building Below the Waterline, Gordon MacDonald writes, "A growing congregation has somehow made a decision that it will project a ministry to its people built on the future, not focused on the present. This means that it builds structures, hires pastoral staff, and sets in motion programs based on anticipated growth, not actual growth," end quote. In recent years, the Lord has renewed our church in several ways, I think. Structure, the board of governance model, has been good. Staffing, our student ministry pastor, Kevin Schuler. Space, our new building project. And stewardship, operating budget and capital campaign, are both examples. The structure, the staffing, the space, and the stewardship. I rejoice to see that in each of these areas we have responded in unity to the leading of God's Spirit. But I see other areas where our congregation needs renewal as well. For example, strategies. In the next few years, we will need new strategies of ministry to share our faith, to reach our community, to organize our congregation, to serve as volunteers, to welcome visitors, to integrate new people, to create healthy spaces for relationship, and so on. Also, service. Every new strategy requires workers. No church can impact its world without an army of servants available to be the answer to someone's prayer and the solution to someone's need. We need to be renewed and equipped to serve, even as Jesus is an example in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. And of course, we must not forget spiritual renewal. I do not place spiritual renewal last because it matters least. I place it there for emphasis because no other kind of renewal matters if we do not learn to be continually renewed in our fellowship with God. We're going to be talking about that in our series in 1 John. Pastoral priorities, how I spend my time. Sometimes I'm asked, what do I do with my time? And sometimes I ask myself, what should I be doing that will not get done if I don't do it? So here is a summary of what I do most. Preaching the Word. We spent all of 2017 in the book of Acts, studying the heart of Jesus in the early church. This winter in 2018, we will study 1 John, and then in the fall, return to the Old Testament, to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah is all about the rebuilding and reforming of the people of God. It will be a timely sermon series for us. Leading the staff. I am blessed to have a team of staff that are a joy to work beside. Kathy Cornelson, our office administrator, Grace Elke, our children's ministry director, Kevin Clausen, our pastor of worship and care, Doug Friesen, our pastor of discipleship and outreach, Kevin Schuler, our pastor of student ministries, and Chris Schrader, our communications coordinator. On behalf of all of us, thank you for your prayers and encouragement in 2017. Reporting to the board. I work closely with Azar Lolden, our moderator, and the Board of Governance, Dave, Shelley, Carla, Kelly, Anthony, and Chris. We are responsible for the overall vision setting of the church. Our job is to direct and protect so that the staff and the congregation can go about the business of being the church. And staying connected, I do a lot of that. I stay connected with other leaders in our church, for example, in our church family. George Giesbrecht, our fellowship team guy, Rosalie Olson, the director of English Conversation Circles, Phil Nickel, our director of facilities team, Dave Barton, the finance team chair, Chris Karam, who leads our building team, and Tim Haig, who is in charge of the prayer team for that initiative. Each of these people lead teams of volunteers, and they do essential ministry, often behind the scenes. Please pray for them, thank them, and encourage them. What will we celebrate? I end my report as I began by asking the question, in 1 year, what will we be celebrating? I hope we are celebrating a building on its way to completion and the funds to complete it. But even more, I hope we are celebrating the unity of the Spirit and the sovereignty of God among us. I hope we are celebrating the grace of Christ in souls saved, believers baptized, relationships healed, and faith nurtured. I hope we are celebrating more hearts of mercy, more hands of service, and more feet of them that bring good news. God bless you all. Amen.